Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
In fact, it's Liam Martin who's going to join us on the line. Is Liam good to go? Good morning, mate. Are you on the line?
How's it going? Yeah, good.
Thank you for that, mate. We were doing the old phone swapperoo. How's camp?
Yeah, no, it's been great. Great few days, sort of getting in, building connections, and it's been really fun.
Yeah, I can imagine it has. What was it like when the group all got together for the first time? Because you come in dribs and drabs, don't you? So I assume the team meeting would have been the first one, or maybe when you're all getting measured up. So when you all look around and you see who else is actually there, what was that first encounter like?
It was really good. Like, sort of obviously you play with a few of the boys before, so you get in and sort of, get to talk to them again and sort of meet some new faces. So it's really good the first day.
Your experience in the Blues arena, you've played seven games for New South Wales, you made your debut a couple of years ago. How much does experience come to the fore when you go back into Origin camp?
It's obviously really exciting to be in again. So it sort of puts you at ease a little bit, sort of knowing, how intense it is. You're still just as nervous just because I think how much it means. So it certainly helps a lot.
Yeah. How's Freddie been?
Yeah, no, he's been great. Just being himself, sort of getting us up in the morning, getting the bare feet sort of in the morning. So, no, he's been great.
And anybody in the squad who you go, geez, I haven't seen him for a while, I haven't been in close quarters with this bloke for a while, and I'd forgotten how noisy he was or how quiet he was. Has anyone sort of shocked you a little bit?
Probably Appy, good having him back. So certainly missing him at Penrith, and it's like it doesn't change. Just sort of he's calling him Sensei because he's that old wise head. So it's great being back with him.
You know about combinations, and that's a really key point. It was one of the key points, Liam, about when the team was announced, when the squad was announced. How important a combination? We know how important they're at club level. How important do you find them? Do you reckon? At Origin level, or is it just the same?
Yeah, like it's obviously really important, sort of having that combination between the, especially the 6-9-7-1, and it's like they're such quality players. Like I think you can sort of just let them do their own thing, and they just play off one another. So it's really exciting to see those boys and what they can do.
What about away from when you're training, when you're running the drills and doing all that kind of stuff? How's the squad been relaxing?
It's been great. Obviously, at Coogee here, so beautiful spot. Got the ocean there, so been in the ocean pool a few days. So plenty of coffee, but that's about it.
All right, mate, we appreciate your time. It had to be quick, and we are thankful for the fact that you jumped on the phone. So enjoy Origin camp. Best of luck next week.
Cheers.
Liam Martin joining us there. Yes, it had to be short and sweet. They're on a tight schedule. So our thanks to the Blues for giving us quick insight into Origin camp. Let's get to the news with Vanessa.